One of my least favorite parts of being human is the mirrors. Good old mirrors. So hard to escape yourself, isn't it? And today on the sidewalk, I saw the perfect example of a mirror. This inscription that I saw on the sidewalk says, "Answer with honesty, cowards, living my life my way. Who am I hurting or attack bullying as you attack or bully me?" Boy, have I been there in life. I've told people, "Hey, you know, what you're doing is actually hurting me." And they're like, "You are hurting me." Or have you ever had that scenario where you really wanted support from someone, but they just blamed you for not supporting them? Or if you're around someone that continually seems to put you down or make you feel bad about yourself, and they're telling you, "All you ever do is make me feel bad about myself." It's like, what? How does this even happen in life? On an energetic level, mirrors. What you're seeing around you in your reality is a reflection of yourself. The experiences that we have in life are things that we are in energetic resonance with. And that's why these things can happen to us from both ends. We're like, how can I have the same experience from both ends? It doesn't make sense. It makes us feel so victimized. But the thing is, what's being brought to light is that there's something inside of you around this issue that needs energetic clearing. And that's why this is coming up for you. So those that accuse you of bullying, those that accuse you of being abusive, those that are just so upset with you, well, really, they're abusing you or blaming you or criticizing you. Well, you're the one doing the reflecting, the contemplating, the trying, the effort to say, did I hurt you? How did I hurt you? How can I do better? How can I work on your relationship? Well, they just continue to blame you for the things that they're doing to you. There is a difference between giving a reason and blaming. When you give a reason, what you're doing is you're allowing room for contemplation. Did I do this? How did I do this? How did it affect you? It involves room for self-growth, perspective taking, trying to see both people's point of views. When someone is blaming, what they are doing is they're trying to absolve themselves. They're trying to pin it on you without looking at themselves. So externally, the words can be the same. An observer's point of view, it can look the same, but they're actually very different. And when you're the one doing the self-growth, the reflective, the contemplation, and the other person is doing the blaming, you can feel double victimized. And it can be a very confusing life situation. It can be like a mind fuck. So to clear these things in life, a good little affirmation or mantra that you can do that's very powerful, if you're brave enough, because it can bring up a lot of things we don't want to see about ourselves, is you can say, "I now release the need that I have to have others make me feel bad about myself. I now release the need I have to be falsely accused for things. I now release the need I have to feel invisible." Don't say that unless you're really brave, because what happens is then you start to see why you feel safe being small. How you thought you loved yourself, but really, you don't love yourself as much as you thought, perhaps, and so you need some sort of hatred to be coming towards you so that you feel you're being punished in the way you deserve for some inner shame. All these things could be happening on a very deep level coming from your subconscious. So there's a lot of pain directed towards us from other people. We might want to see what it is that we're allowing to have that come sticking to us and come keep coming into our lives and keeping us in these patterns. However, there is good news. When you look in the mirror, what happens is your energy starts to shift. You start to clear old patterns. And then you start to have different experiences in life. And even those same relationships that were stuck in this pattern, they're going to change. You may lose your relationships, or in some cases, you might get to keep your relationship and it will just be different. You'll be having different experiences when the energy that you are in resonance with, having accepted into your life based on your own inner beliefs and subconscious mind, shifts. You don't have to stay stuck in these patterns. And that, my friends, is what I saw on the sidewalk today. And it hit me hard because been there, done that so many times in life. This is Tia from Luminescence, and I hope that helps.